Hello and welcome to another Daily Dose. Today is December 26th, 2021, and I woke up in Washington, D.C. Is anyone else curious why Washington, D.C. is called Washington, D.C.? Well, I am. So I looked it up, and supposedly it's named after Columbus, Washington for the first president and Columbus for Christopher Columbus. And like, it's like an homage to the guy who didn't really discover America. What did I do today? Today was a fun day. I did a couple of stand-ups, not stand-up comedy, but stand-up reporting where I stood in front of the White House. I stood in front of the gift shop of the White House, and I stood in front of the Veterans Memorial from World War II, and I stood in front of the White House and the Capitol with an O. Did you guys know that the Capitol looks the about the same in every state, with an exception of Hawaii and a couple, like a very, just a couple, a handful of capitals that don't look like the capital in D.C. Most capitals look like the capital. I was doing a news reporting thing for two reasons. One, because a part of me does think, and I think that because I think the possibility is there, that it's a little bit difficult sometimes, because I'm like, oh yeah, comedy. Since sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I can still like do news reporting. So I did some stand-ups because I can make a reel and send to news companies. Or so for each of the stand-up I did one where I was myself, Lulu, the professional television news person. And then I did one with the headband and the caramel jacket, where I was hashtag character Lulu, and I was awkward, strange, bizarre, and Nathan Fielder inspired. I was doing a stand-up, and then the Secret Service came by. Why did I know he was a Secret Service? Because he had a jacket that says Secret Service. And he was like saying stuff, and in my head I was like, I cannot film here. And he was like, you can film here, but you have to be constantly moving if you're filming here. What that means is that you cannot stand still. You can move back and forth, up and down while you're filming, that's okay. But if you're stationarily reporting, making a video, that is not okay. I was like, okay, got you. And then I did a bit where I was interviewing some tourists, and I was like, so there was like a family, like a mom, dad, brother, sister, and I told the sister who was holding the camera that, can you please move with us, like walk up and down, because the Secret Service literally just told me that we can film, but we cannot be we have to be mobile. And she was like, what? Okay, sure, haha. And I feel like that could be some funny footage. I have to check the footage. Another thing that happened in DC today was I saw across the White House, like directly across Pennsylvania Lane or Pennsylvania, is it One Pennsylvania Plaza? Directly across the White House, I saw a guy in a tent. But the tent wasn't exactly a tent. It was kind of made of a bunch of cardboards, and there were a bunch of posters and signs and different languages, and a lot of people were gathering around him, asking him questions, listening, taking photos, taking videos. This guy, his name is Phillips Malaku Bello. He graduated from UCLA. And he was a musician, a drummer, and no exaggeration, no cap, he's been at this station, this makeshift station across the White House for 40 and something years. 40 and something years. He was there for more than five presidents. He was there when Ronald Reagan was there. He has witnessed every year when a president pardons a turkey. I asked him, like, what do you do when there's a snowstorm or like a really, you know, severe weather condition? He was like, I keep still. I remain. I was like, wow, okay, interesting. And he was like, if you want to do a bit about a guy on a wheelchair, so supposedly a mine in the Middle East blew up on him, and he had leg injuries, so he's on a wheelchair. He's like, if you want to do a bit about a guy on a wheelchair, I give you full permission and it will not offend me. I was like, okay, got you. So we did a little bit where it wasn't exactly a bit. We were chasing each other around on wheelchairs, and then his friend came, who was about 7 feet tall, and his friend came because and his phone kept playing like a little clip of Steph Curry, and his friend came because it was time for Phillips to take a shower, and someone had to be at the station. You know, we can't just leave it like unattended. And that's something Phillips revealed to me, that when he needs to take a shower or do something, he has a couple of friends that allow him to use their bathrooms and showers, and that's how he gets by. I also went to this Thai restaurant called Typhoon, and I met a really cute girl. I'm very aesthetically tuned, and I can say objectively she was beautiful. And I started to talk to her, and she was from Mongolia, which she said specifically that's not China, and I said, got you. And I got her email address, so when this episode comes out, I will email her. And I think she'll be pleasantly surprised, because imagine like giving your email. Something sentimental about emails, and I mentioned this in my episode that's titled Amy and Nick. So she gave me her email today, December 26th. Imagine getting an email like in 2 months, like a day before Valentine's Day, from a girl named Lulu, and she's like, huh? And then I'll include a picture of me at the restaurant, or a picture of the restaurant. I took some B-roll, and she'll be like, oh wow, like, I don't know, just the idea of like taking your time to respond to people, to write to people, to savor the email, the writing. I don't know, maybe I'm just a hopeless romantic through and through. That's a wrap for today's Daily Dose, and I can't wait to get into reviews again tomorrow. Bye.